Hey, let's call this addendum to the evaluation on Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Perell, P-R-E-L-L. I'm reviewing records from the hospital on 3/22/23, where she was seen for chest pain. The patient was ruled out for pulmonary embolus. But patient did have a CT of the abdomen that shows end-stage cirrhosis with a spleen of 16.4 centimeter, which quite big. Also, there's evidence of ascites present, varices in the upper abdomen. These are all consistent with end-stage cirrhosis, period. Furthermore, patient is anemic, HMH is 8 and 27, as was noted by the appearance and the weakness of the patient, period. Patient also has had a history of partial hysterectomy, secondary to uterine cancer. Period. New paragraph. Furthermore, patient has acquired coagulopathy, shortness of breath related to her ascites, and has had right red blood, frank blood per stool, consistent with portal hypertension and hemorrhoids, most likely. New paragraph. Laboratory examination reveals a normal troponin at the time of visit. PT elevated, PTINR elevated at 4.5, consistent with end-stage cirrhosis. INR is 0.43. INR was 4.5. INR was 2.43, sorry, PT was 17.1. Let's see what else I have here. Glucose of 193. AST of 39, ALK phos of 153, albumin of 3. Consistent with end-stage cirrhosis and protein calorie malnutrition. Furthermore, decreased platelets, consistent with end-stage cirrhosis at 46,000. These values have been added to the patient's report. Hang on one second, see if there's anything else. Further, second platelet count was at 35,000. Total bilirubin was at 1.8. D-dimer of 4.51, which can be seen in patients with end-stage liver disease. Great, thank you very much.